This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Kingdom Pursuits. My name is Danny Trogdon, and I'm going to be sitting in for Robbie today. He's out at the Religious Broadcasters Convention, which is pretty awesome. I think we've got a very exciting show for you today. We have three folks in the studio. I feel so cozy and warm and happy. We've got Danny Damron. Danny was with me the very first time that I guest hosted this show for Robbie. And so happy Danny's back. He's going to be talking. He shared a testimony a week, not this past Friday, but the Friday before. And I unfortunately wasn't able to be there, but I did get to see it. He sent me a link, and I had to stay in my bedroom by myself because I was a sopping mess. It brought me to tears, man. That was unbelievable. We also have Alice Mendel. She's the founder and executive director of Pierce Ministries and Rehab Services. Hey, Alice, how are you?
Hey, Danny, I'm good.
I'm so glad you're here. I know you've been here before with Robbie.
I have, and it's always an honor and a pleasure.
Yeah, well, it's terrific to have you here today. And we also have Jessica Pike. She is, let me see here, I got her card. She's the marketing specialist for Pierce Ministry.
Yes, right? Sir. Okay. Thank you for having us, Dan.
Oh, so glad to have you guys here. Like I said, it feels like we're just hanging out in the living room. but speaking of, not a living room, but I've got some riddles for you today. And I hope these are funny. I thought they were kind of funny. So here we go. What do they call pastors in Germany? Anybody? German shepherds.
Oh, my lands.
I got it.
All right. Okay, here's another one. What sort of lights were on Noah's Ark? I think you can get this one.
I don't.
Floodlights.
Flood.
Oh, my word.
Oh, thank you, Jasper. I appreciate
man,
that.
Please.
Man, please.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, please do. Which area of Palestine was especially wealthy? This is kind of tricky. The area around River Jordan. The banks were always overflowing. Good. I get the crickets.
Yeah.
that deserved the crickets. Okay, here's another one. Why did Noah have to punish the chickens on the ark?
Ooh. They were laying.
That's close.
Oh, that's good.
They were using foul language.
Oh, my. And
you just can't have foul language from a chicken. It's especially worse. Thank you, audience, for that clap. If Moses were alive today, why would he be considered a remarkable man? I think this is fairly obvious, because he'd be several thousand years old. Isn't that pretty remarkable?
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, really.
Boom, boom. Okay. Here's another one. What did Adam say the day before Christmas? It's Christmas, Eve. It's Christmas, Eve. Oh, man. I love it. Okay. All right. Here's the riddle that I'd love for someone to call in and win. And today they're going to win a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. So here's the riddle. And if you think you know the answer, call 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Okay? And so here we go. What do we have that Adam never had? Okay? What did we have that Adam never had? So if you think you know the answer, give us a call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-TRUTH. Okay. That was awesome. That made me so happy. Okay. Let me talk, or let me just tell you a little bit about Danny. Danny Damron is with us. He graduated and is an advocate for Teen Challenge, which is a 14-month program. Mm-hmm. And that takes dedication. He served also with the Salvation Army Night Watch and ministered to homeless on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
That takes someone, a special someone, to do that. And he served with Rockingham Rescue Mission Ministries and ministered to those with physical, mental, and financial needs. Oh, wow, the phones are lighting up. And he's been a guest speaker at various churches throughout the triad, and he's also with Celebrate Recovery. And that's where he was when he gave his testimony
right.
a week from mm-hmm. Friday,
right.
this past Friday. And that was so powerful, man, I tell you.
Thank
so
you,
Danny's with us. Thank you for being here, Danny.
Thank you for
sure
having me. I'm
it.
Always glad to be here.
And we also have Alice Mendel. And like I said, she's executive director at Pierce Ministries and Rehab Services. And Pierce Ministries is a residential discipleship program for men and women who are seeking healing, mm-hmm. which is the key word, I understand, healing
Correct.
From substance abuse and addiction. Alice recovered from childhood abuse and trauma when she began to fully trust God. That's when she was able to recover. And it is from that healing that drives her passion to see people walking in complete freedom. And man, freedom. Once you know, when you have freedom, you never want anything else.
Right.
You know, and peace. And that's why Pierce Ministries believes in making disciples who are making disciples. I think that's awesome. And she says, we don't focus on problems because we know that Jesus is the answer. And that is so true in every area of our life. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Alice. And of course, we have Jessica Pike. And so welcome and so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much. I was just going to say that healing, when I was laying up in a hospital bed last April, Alice asked me one question. Jessica, do you want to be sober or do you want to be healed?
Amen.
And it resonated.
It did. Wow. That's awesome. Let me, before we get real started here, we got four calls. So let me take a call here. I'm going to go to, let's see. I'm not too. Okay. I think we got Eric from Winston-Salem. Eric, you.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. You got an answer for the riddle for me?
Yes, I do. Adam did not have a belly button. We do.
Hey, you know, I never thought about that. That's pretty good. That's a great answer. Yeah, so we appreciate that. We're going to get your information and send a book out to you. That was a great answer.
Okay.
Thanks, Eric.
Sure.
I didn't really know that. It makes sense now, but it never occurred to me that Adam didn't have a belly button.
And, the right? whole thing is
do you know why he didn't have Eric, tell us why he didn't. I mean, yeah, tell us why he didn't have a belly button.
Well, if all things hold true, for what we see from people being born, he didn't have an umbilical cord. He was created from the dust.
That's right.
So I'm assuming God didn't give him an umbilical cord to anything if he was made out of dust.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Hey, Eric, thanks for that, man. Jasper's going to get your information, and we'll get a book sent out to you, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, man. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Well, I think we're almost going into a break here. So, look, when we come back, we're going to take a couple more calls, and we're going to talk to Danny, and we're going to talk to Alice and Jessica. And so we're going to have a lot of good information for you about these ministries, Celebrate Recovery and Pierce Ministries. And we'll have some websites for you, and we'll also let you know how you can contribute to these ministries and sponsor, possibly. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these very important short messages, okay? Thanks. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm your host today, Danny Trogdon. Robbie's at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference. So if you want to call in and speak to or have a question for Danny or for Alice, please call in 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to take a call right now. We're going to talk to Randy. Hey, Randy, you're on the air. You got an answer?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to. You got an answer for the riddle today?
I'll give it a try.
Okay.
What do we have that Adam didn't have?
Right.
We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's right. The Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit didn't come until after Jesus was crucified.
Right.
And then God sent the
Absolutely.
Holy Spirit. That's right. Hey, man, that's a great answer. Randy, I sure appreciate that. We're gonna get your information. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jasper will get your information, and we'll get a book right out to you. We sure do appreciate you calling
Thank
in.
You.
You're the best part of this show, our listeners and folks that participate. So thanks again for calling in.
Love your show. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Yep.
All right. So let's get on the highway here and get it up to about 60. Danny, I want to talk to you first about your participation with Celebrate Recovery, and specifically about your testimony, man, that brought me to tears.
Okay.
And so share a little bit first how you got involved with Celebrate Recovery, and then talk a little bit, if you will, about your testimony.
Okay, I'd love to. Well, I went through addiction problem in my life a number of years ago, 9 years ago, was when I cried out to God. I'd been through a number of secular type rehab places, and I got kind of tired of the situation where they're telling us, like Alice and Jessica were talking about, you know, it's a healing process, you know, and they kept saying, we're going to give you the tools to work with, you know, and we're going to fill up your toolbox, you know, but nothing was ever being fixed in my life. But anyhow, I had a situation, and this is where the story comes in about how a unborn child God used to save my life.
That, you know, when you shared that, when you said that in the testimony,
yeah.
I had to put it on pause and just absorb that.
Yeah.
Because what a visual that
yeah.
God would use an unborn child to save a life.
Yeah, well, in Jeremiah, he said, you know, I knew you before you were in your womb, and before you were born, I consecrated you or set you apart. You know, so I had gone through, I had had a relatively successful life, okay, but I did not realize I was standing on quicksand, and so I started having some problems in life. And anyhow, ultimately, in a period of about 5 years, I started using alcohol as a crutch. Before I knew it, I was drinking about a half a gallon a day. I had two DWIs. I was over $100,000 in debt. I had lost my business, lost my house. My family was in complete shambles, and I literally had no desire to live. So my daughter came to me one night. I had my third trip into the hospital.
Oh, I wish I had brought some Kleenex. this is going to get
my
me
third
again.
Trip into the hospital after doing a 9-day blackout. My daughter came to me and she said, Dad, I want to tell you something. There's going to be a day that I need to Kleenex too.
Oh,
it's been 9 years and it still gets me.
Oh, God.
But said, there's going to come a day when I meet the right man, and when I do, I plan on having children. If you're alive and if something hasn't changed, you will not know your own grandchildren. That was when it hit me that it had, in my mind, alcohol had taken everything it could possibly take. But now it's starting to take things I didn't even have yet.
Oh, my gosh, man.
That was the night that I cried out to God. So it led me to Teen Challenge. I went through the 14-month program and found my relationship with Christ, and that's what led me to doing service work. And, you know, faith without works is dead. That is a scripture that means a lot to me.
Yes.
And so anyhow, it led me to doing some of these other ministries, and it's what's led me to Celebrate Recovery and now to Pierce Ministries. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, it's you know, it's just been an amazing recovery process and led me to wanting to serve. And it's just amazing how he opens doors.
And,
but and 5 years ago, or 4 years ago now, he brought that unborn child into the flesh.
Amen.
And so now I've got two granddaughters.
And, I, and you know what? I've seen the pictures because we're friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so I've seen pictures of you with your granddaughter, man, and your face is just so bright and lit up.
Yeah.
And that little girl, just I can tell she loves, what does she call you, grandpa, papa,
Pap.
Or pap
pap
oh
yeah.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Old Pap,
or whenever she wants anything.
Old Pap, can I start
the mama
calling
won't
you Pap?
Let her have.
Oh man, that's awesome, Danny. I tell you, man, what an effective testimony, because it just creates a visual that otherwise I would have, it would have never occurred to me that God would use an unborn child to save someone's life. It's Alice, I'm sure there's so many other stories similar to that people tell about how God has intervened in their life, somehow brought somebody from somewhere, they may know them, they may not know them, that made that impression, that led them to wherever they needed to go to receive what they needed to receive.
That's exactly right. And I get to hear those stories every day when men and women are walking out of the darkness, which the common denominator that we have to bring them to Pierce Ministries is the addiction. And when they choose to walk out of that darkness and they begin to discover who God really is and who God says they are, and they begin to find an identity that they had no clue ever existed, and they begin to walk in freedom, they literally want to shout it from the mountaintops.
Yeah.
And they can't wait to share it with everybody they come in contact with their families. And so many times, I mean, almost a daily occurrence, I'll have a because we have a men's ministry and a women's ministry. But I see the women more because they run our thrift store in Archdale. And so as they come in and they say, "Miss Alice, let me show you what God showed me." Sometimes they get in trouble and they have to have consequences. And so our consequences, when we give them those, are designed to be something that will point them back to that relationship with Jesus and to bring freedom. I recently had a couple of girls that had to write the book of Proverbs, and one chapter a day and then a paper about a particular scripture out of Proverbs that meant a lot to them. They found so much freedom in doing that that I don't know that they even remember why they got the consequences, but what they know is what God showed them in that. And that's what we do. We take them through scripture to be able to come to that healing point and let them walk in that amazing freedom.
That's incredible. Consequences are actually things that are meant to lift them up.
Right, to teach.
And to teach them and to encourage them. Because I wanted to ask you about encouragement, because one of my things that are so important to me and actually helped to bring me closer to God was when a particular pastor took a personal interest in me, and man, he showered encouragement on me. And I realized that through my life, it was encouragement that brought me to my greatest strides forward. And so how important is encouragement in
it's a lifeline.
Yeah.
You know, when men and women come in, they have been so wounded and they've been rejected enough. They know what all of that feels like. They've lived in isolation, they've lived in trauma, they lived in defeat. They've been told they're worthless. They don't see the value that they have. When they look in the mirror, they see junk. They don't see how God sees them. So just to be able to speak the truth into your life, you're important, you matter, wait until you really grasp what God's incredible love is going to look like in your life. And so I had a man tell me one time, I was giving him consequences, and he said, "You're the only person I know that can give me consequences and I enjoy it. I feel good about it.
it's almost a motivation to break a rule so I can get me some consequences.
Yeah, I don't recommend it. Yeah, but I do say, if you want to write all the words in red or something, let me know. But, you know, it's helping a person to see how valuable they are. Because when I was able to see myself as God sees me, it changed everything. And I went from being angry, mean, unforgiving, bitter, all that, to a person that I see my value and I see my worth. Well, that's not just for me. I want each man and woman to be able to see that. And then their families to see that. Because we're not about that one person. We're going for the generations, for the thousand generations that walk in freedom with the Lord.
Right. Right. And it's so important, I know, for folks that have such a terrible self-image to realize that that is not how God sees you.
No.
That is not the person God sees. God sees the person who has the victories, and he sees somebody entirely different. And for me, too, once I realized that, you know, this dirty old man, I'm not a dirty old man. that came out totally wrong.
The heart inside that wasn't beating for Jesus.
that I was not that person in God's eyes.
Right.
It made all the difference. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue to talk to Alice and Danny and Jessica, and we're going to find out some stuff, you know, where you can meet and different things, websites and stuff. So stick around, okay?
Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials.
All right, we're back to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm hosting today for Robbie. My name's Danny Trogdon. I'm here with Danny Damron and Alice Mendel and Jessica Pike. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so blessed to be able to sit in and talk with you guys about these ministries. And I want to pick up where we left off, Jessica. Mm-hmm. I know that you wanted to talk about how the Celebrate Recovery and Pierce Ministries sort of interlock and how they work like that.
Absolutely, I think for a lot of people that are struggling with addiction, they're searching for a desperate sense of peace and contentment and some sort of fulfillment and satisfaction. And for myself and Danny, going to these secular rehabs and recovery programs, a lot of times you have to identify yourself as, for me, hello, my name is Jessica, I'm an alcoholic. And there's a lot of shame and guilt that comes over you identifying yourself in that sense. And so at Celebrate Recovery...
Because that's not your identity, is
right.
it?
No.
Right.
That's not in God's eyes.
Exactly. We find that our identity is found in being a child of God.
Mm. And how do we introduce ourselves at Celebrate Recovery?
Hello, my name is Jessica, and I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ.
Amen. That is so much more positive, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I'm Danny.
I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic. My life is terrible.
And now that I got involved with Celebrate Recovery, and after a few months of persuasion from the Pierce Ministry girls, because at Celebrate Recovery, we go into a small group setting after the large group worship and a testimony is shared, which is where Danny was able to give his testimony. We break off into small groups. And January 2019, I stumbled into Triad Church, and I was in small group with a lot of the Pierce Ministry women, and they greatly encouraged me to seek out help through Pierce Ministries. And it took me 4 months to gain the courage to quit my job and get out of my apartment and get rid of my car for 9 months. I mean, you know, but the Lord chased me down. That song, Reckless Love, Miss Alice and I were just talking about, you know, he leaves the 99 and he finds you.
He pursues us.
He pursues you. And, you know, I landed in the hospital with a 0.50 blood alcohol level and possible third DUI, and I said, okay, God, I hear you. I'm going to go. And just to bring things full circle, that fulfillment and satisfaction that I have been searching for in the bottom of a vodka bottle, I have found truly when I'm able to tell other people about the Lord and what he's done in my life through this ministry. And I have all the peace and contentment I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
And it sounds cliche to tell my doctors when I go to the doctor's office and they say, Jessica, you were on 9 medications. What has happened? Are you doing AA? Are you doing the 12 steps? Are you sure you're not on risperidone or bipolar? And I just tell them, look, doc, I know it sounds cliche to say that I had an encounter with Jesus, but I did, and let me tell you about it.
Yeah.
And their minds are just blown.
Blown.
You know.
Do they listen?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're very respectful and kind. And actually, I had a doctor on Tuesday tell me, wow, you just gave me chills. And I thought, no, that's the Holy Spirit working in you right now.
That's right. Because you know what? When you're out sharing, you don't know who's going to be affected.
Absolutely.
And it's really not for us. We don't need to know, do we?
That's right.
Because God is in control of that.
That's
and
right.
He will put the person or the people or the group in your path. And if you continue to obey, that's what
I say,
mm-hmm. obey and share these things.
The pest control guy came to the staff apartment and he said, so wait a minute, I have a lot of friends that are struggling with a crack addiction, blah, blah, blah. What do you mean you just put down the alcohol because of Jesus? And there I am in my living room in front of the pest control guy testifying to what the Lord has done in my life. And I had to go look at myself in the mirror like Miss Alice was talking about, and it's about how we see ourselves. And I had to say, wow, who is this girl? Quoting scripture to the pest control guy.
Hey, well, you're an instrument of God, right? You know, I was talking about encouragement earlier, and something that I have said and believe is that an encouraged Christian is a powerful instrument for the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
Isn't that right?
It is. I mean, and when you go through the Word, let's look at just go to the Gospels of what Jesus did. When he was in front of somebody, he never said to them, oh, you got to go and you are lousy. Your behavior is out of control.
Yeah.
You need to straighten up your mess. No, that's not what he said. He said, who condemns you? I don't.
Right.
He said, get up from where you are. Take up that bed. He said, I've seen what you've done, but I'm not defining you by that behavior. I want to introduce you to myself. And so to encourage somebody, I know in my life how much people have encouraged me to be able to give me the confidence of who I am in Christ. Why in the world would I not do that for somebody else? Mm-hmm. Jesus was somebody that said that he loves us unconditionally. And if he's doing that and I am to be like him and be Christ-like, that means that I love unconditionally. He says, put away the bitterness and the malice and all the garbage. Put all that junk away and put on the righteousness of Christ and gentleness and kindness and perseverance and self-control and all those things. So even when somebody is at a point of the lowest that, or their behavior seems to be the lowest that it could go, a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of love will take them so far. They are not going to remember the good things that we say unless they're followed up by actions.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. Yeah.
There you go.
Go ahead, Dan.
You see, I come a little different direction into this than Jessica does because I, you know, I was on the other end of recovery. When I started getting involved, I had gone through a number of other, you know, like you said, the Rockingham Rescue Mission and Salvation Army Night Watch Program and various different things. Anything I ever did, it had to be at the heart of it about being able to witness to someone. Okay. It was not about just going out and doing good deeds and, you know, serving, you know, food to the homeless. On, you know, there had to be a chance to sit down and spend time with them and being able to share a testimony or what have you. But, you know, that's what really attracted me to Celebrate Recovery when I kind of discovered it by accident is, you know, I just saw the amount of amazing people that were there that were sharing their stories, that were showing the difference in life that it had made to them, what Christ was doing in their life. And we're going to talk about it, I'm sure, in a second, about the people that were going off into ministries around the world because, you know, after they've graduated from, you know, Pierce. But, you know, the main thing is, I look at it now as what we're talking about is I go through and I talk to other people that have gone through secular programs and what have you trying to recover, and they say, you know, that they were cursed with an addiction or they were cursed with this. I do not look at it that way. I look at it as God gave me a gift of addiction because it gave me a testimony.
Oh man!
To be able to share with other people.
Oh man!
And help to change lives.
What a way! Mm-hmm. I mean, that is so awesome that you can, you know, take the situation and turn it around just a little bit and look at it from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense.
It's a reminder that nothing is ever wasted in God's economy.
Oh no!
And back to the love and encouragement that you were talking about. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Right. Yes.
And hallelujah. For
well, what's the thing that Jesus said? The greatest
faith, hope, and love.
Yeah, love. Love being
But he said, you know, what's the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength. But the second is as equal. Love your neighbor as yourself. It is impossible to truly love somebody else until you can love yourself. And it's impossible to love ourselves until we see how Jesus loves us.
Amen. That's so true. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Triad Church. That's where these ministries are. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and give you some more information. And also feel free to call in if you have a question. The number's 866-34-TRUTH. Give us a call. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm sitting in today for Robbie. My name's Danny Trogdon. I'm very glad to be here. I'm glad to be a part of this show today because we have some wonderful people. We have Danny Damron here with us today. We have Alice Mendel and Jessica Pike. And I misspoke about the, you know, where the Celebrate Recovery and Pierce Ministries is located. I said Triad Church, and I think that's just where you said 90% of your folks attend Triad Church. So I just wanted to ask you to share a website to where people can go, and if anyone wants to make a donation, I know you take donations.
I'll send Jessica out to beg.
Well, hopefully you won't have to beg.
So, yes, Triad Church is in Greensboro, on Sunshine Way in Greensboro, is the home church for Pierce Ministries. It is also where our Celebrate Recovery group meets on Friday nights, and that's actually a ministry of Triad Church now, although it's an international ministry. Pierce Ministries is a standalone ministry, but we do have about 90% of our volunteers and staff that are part of Triad. And the amazing thing is that when our men and women walk into Triad Church, imagine walking in the first time by yourself. somewhere you haven't been before. But when they walk into Triad Church, they experience so much love. They experience the true love of Jesus like they've never seen it before. And pretty soon, that's one of the first drawing things for them, to draw them in to that relationship with Jesus. We are located in High Point and Archdale, and we are about to open up a house for women in Davidson County also. So we're in Guilford and Randolph and looking to move into Davidson County. We already own a property, and we're getting it finished to open it. We're a nine-month Christ-centered, obviously, discipleship program. The way to get in touch with us is our website address is Pierced, P-I-E-R-C-E-D, the number 4, M-E, .org. Our phone number
is... Pierced for me.
Pierced for me. Okay. He was pierced for my transgressions.
Oh, okay.
our office phone number is 336-307-3899. We also have our thrift store in Archdale on South Main Street in the Lowe's Food Shopping Center. That is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and that is our public location for the ministry. All other houses are safe houses, and we don't disclose the addresses for the safety of our men and women who are there. We do take donations. We do not take government support, not food stamps, nothing. And so everything that we have comes from either our thrift store or from donations from individuals, businesses, churches. We love opportunities to go into churches and share. Mm-hmm. We love opportunities to sit down with pastors and share about how, hey, you've got people in your congregation who are struggling. We're here to help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so whether they ever donate a penny or not, we're there to help.
And you told me also that if someone wants to come through the program and can't afford it,
exactly,
that there are sponsors or that there's what
we have a scholarship fund. People can donate to that. It's $700 for somebody to come in, for women to come in, for men it's $500. But we never turn anybody away. But the cost to have a person here per month is about $1,700.
Wow.
And we have 18 to 20 people most of the time. So do the math there. You see that $700 doesn't even touch a half of a month, and yet everything is provided for them, for their food, shelter, transportation, study materials. We do everything except medical. We do not accept medications unless they are like blood pressure or something like that, maintenance. Mm-hmm. We don't do any medicine-approved treatments like methadone, Suboxone, or anything like that.
Yeah.
We don't allow those. We want to meet a person at their base level, their very bottom level.
Right.
And I was just going to say, it is a nine-month Christ-centered program. However,
do they actually stay on the property?
Yes.
and actually live there for that whole nine months?
Nine months.
Okay.
But can extend up to, we actually can extend, some people can stay up to 24 months.
Oh,
and
wow.
We do a lot of probation, court-ordered work, all that kind of stuff. So we don't take registered sex offenders. But people who have open court cases, people who are on probation or parole, people who are involved with social services, with child cases, they don't scare us one bit.
Mm.
And clearly, Miss Alice and Pierce Ministries are making disciples. These women just don't just get kicked out after 9 months. They're going out and they're ministering to other people. And there's six people that have now went on international mission trips.
You're number six.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And we also have a large aftercare program so that when a person's finishing, and we have a large family program also. So we're helping people to learn how to develop a resume, to develop a budget, to get their debts paid off, to save money for a car. We work with Wills for Hope in Greensboro to help people get transportation, to get their license back. We have a group of second chance employers that we work with to help people become employed again.
And it's so important to follow up. You guys follow up with your graduates. And
yeah,
we're not a
one and done kind of thing.
Well, you know what, guys? This has been so informative, such a blessing to my heart, and I know so many others. And so I just want to thank you guys for coming in again.
And check us out on Facebook.
Yes.
Pierce Ministries. We have a thrift store Facebook page and a ministry Facebook page.
Well, that's awesome. And if you want to volunteer, volunteer. If you want to donate, donate.
And go to our website.
Go to the website. And thanks, guys, for coming in. This has been a real pleasure for me. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. Thanks,
encourage
brother.
One another.
Encouragement. That's it.
And love.